a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. I would ask that everyone either put your cell phones off or put them on vibrate so it doesn't disturb the committee, those that are testifying. Secretary will please now call the roll.
Senators Cutler.
Here.
Hansen. Krebs.
Here.
Maher.
Here.
Hunstad.
Here.
Presley.
Here.
Valley.
Here. We have a quorum. The minutes have been provided in your black books, and the chair at this point would entertain a motion on those. Been moved by Senator Krebs, seconded by Senator Cutler to approve the minutes as written. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Minutes are approved as written. On behalf of the chair, I'd like to welcome everyone in the audience here and those of you that are home on the internet. We also have one page here this morning. And I would like to have her come over to the nearest microphone there and just tell us who you are and what your plans are for the future a little bit.
Alrighty. My name is Monica Gutierrez, and I'm from Watertown High School, and I plan on going to Augustana to study business and international studies.
Thank you. If anyone does have any handouts, please give them to the page, and she will distribute them behind the members here. If you do plan to testify, be sure you sign in at the podium at the front so the secretary can make sure she gets your name and the organization you are with. And at this point, members, I'd always ask to go through the chair as usual. And at this point, I believe we have the first bill up this morning, is Senate Bill 22, which is regarding the vacation or change of location of county township highways involving how they affect the School of Public Lands. So, Mr. Johnson.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I am Commissioner Jared Johnson of School and Public Lands in the state of South Dakota. Senate Bill 22, what this bill would do specifically is it would strike some language in Statute 313.6.1 and 3118.3. The language it strikes is that in those two statutes, there's language that excludes, for this purpose of this section, public land does not include school and public lands. This was first brought to our attention when we had issues for spraying of weeds and inspection issues on school and public lands, in some areas. Is it rampant? No. But is it something that's becoming more and more prevalent as we go along in time? It is. So when we look to address and exactly find out what was legal and what wasn't, we ran across this and we'd like to propose SB 22, and I believe there's a friendly amendment out there from the towns and townships as well, too, and I'm in support of it. So, anyways.
Any questions by the committee before we move on to further testifiers? All right. Further proponents of Senate Bill 22. Further proponents of Senate Bill 22. Welcome, Mr. Howard.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Dick Howard with the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. Senate Bill 22, we believe is a good bill. We have no problem with it since it doesn't require townships or counties to build or maintain any roads on the right-of-ways, but it merely asks that or not asks, it would provide that counties or townships cannot vacate any section line roads on school and public lands. And I believe that's good government, and will allow the school and public lands, as the commissioner said, to spray noxious weeds and provide other services on their land. Plus, there's the potential, I suppose, that there could be some oil and gas exploration and development on that property, and that would provide access to that type of activity. We have proposed an amendment, and I think it was handed out. Proposed amendment is basically to update and clarify an old law that was adopted prior to 1939. There's only been one amendment added to this section since that time. That was in 1989, and it added the section dealing with maintaining access to public roads, including the provision that Senate Bill 22 proposes to eliminate. So the rest of the law has stayed as it is since sometime prior to 1939. The purpose of the amendment is to clarify the authority of county commissioners and township supervisors in abandoning section line roads. Currently, if you look on line 10, page 1 of the bill as drafted, it says the Board of County Commissioners may vacate or change the location of any section line highway within its county. Well, every township road is within a county. There are a lot of state highways that are within a county. So we propose just to replace within its county to read under its jurisdiction. On line 11, currently it says the Board of Township Supervisors may vacate or change the location of any section line highway within its township. Well, again, there are county roads and state highways within townships. So we propose to change that just to under its jurisdiction. The last part of the amendment is on line 14 and 15. It goes on to say that a township or county, neither a county commissioners or township board may vacate or change any portion of the state trunk highway system or any highway constructed by state or federal aid or any highway within the limits of a municipal corporation. We propose that after that it would read, also a Board of Supervisors may not vacate or change any portion of the county highway system. And then we'd like to add this sentence, nor may a Board of County Commissioners vacate or change any portion of the township road system. So it's just to clarify that counties can vacate or locate roads on their system, and townships can vacate or change the location of only roads on the township system. So as the commissioner said, he considers that a friendly amendment. I have discussed this with the county association, and they consider it to be a friendly amendment. So would ask you for your support of the amendment and the bill as amended.
Thank you. Further proponents? Of Senate Bill 22. Further proponents of Senate Bill 22. Last call for proponents of Senate Bill 22. Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 22? Any opponents of Senate Bill 22? Last call for opponents of Senate Bill 22. Okay, we'll open it up for questions by the committee. Any questions by the committee? Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is for Dick Howard. Good morning, Dick. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. My question is in the clarification, and maybe it's in another section of 31, but it's saying that here, if I'm reading this correctly with your new amendment, that nor may a Board of County Commissioners vacate or change any portion of the road system. That includes, of course, access to public lands. But if they do vacate a road, a county or a township, let's say a county, they would have to notify the other jurisdiction before they did. So if a county were to vacate a township road in there or a county road, who do they notify?
If the county were, Mr. Chairman, Senator Krebs, if a county were to vacate a road on their county system, there's a procedure that requires public notice and opportunity for hearing and a detailed due process. The same would apply to township roads.
Senator Hunstad.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really don't know who I'm going to ask this question of. It occurs to me we're striking out some words that don't really do any good. For the purpose of this section, public land does not include school and any other and public lands, which but it must have been there for a purpose. I was wondering if there was somebody that could tell me what that meant and what they were trying to do when they fixed this. I mean, occasionally we might not know how the words got there and we might not know what they were intended to do. So if you could help me figure that out, any of you, and it looks like we have someone going to attempt that, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
Commissioner Johnson.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Hunston, if I may, I don't know. We went back and looked, and I visited with my landman, Mike Corneliuson, and we're unsure. To my knowledge, I'm not sure why they excluded school and public lands.
Well, I appreciate it. I thank you for that answer. It seems like one worth pursuing, however. The words that we're striking make such great sense to strike them because they look like they don't make any sense. But somebody, sometime, put those words in for some purpose, and I was hoping I could figure out what they were so we didn't have that unintended consequence that we opened up the door that they closed with those words. Because, anyway, I'll let it go. I don't plan to vote against this. I was just hoping to have more information.
Further questions by the committee? Senator Hunstad, that's a good question. I also do not have an answer. We can all speculate, but there's no sense speculating on why that was in there. Further questions by the committee? There are no questions by the committee. We will close it to public. Is there anyone else that cares to testify in the room on Senate Bill 22?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I was tied up in another committee, and I apologize for my tardiness on this one. We have worked with Secretary Johnson.
Could you identify yourself?
Bob Wilcox with the County Commission Association.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. We have worked from the front end of this process with Secretary Johnson, and we've had our questions and concerns were answered, and we are very comfortable with this bill from our association standpoint. So thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you. If there are no further proponents or opponents, we'll close it to a public testimony and open it up for committee discussion and or action. And there is an amendment that is on the table.
Mr. Chairman, I move the amendment.
Been moved by Senator Hunstad, seconded by Senator Hansen to move Amendment 22TA. Is that correct?
It is.
Any discussion on that amendment? Senator Hunstad, any discussion? Okay, if there's no discussion on that amendment, all those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The amendment will be part of the considered legislation.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to pass on Senate Bill 22 as amended.
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Krebs, seconded by Senator Hunstad to approve Senate Bill 22 as amended. Any discussion on that motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate the clarification from our commissioner and also Dick Howard. I asked that question for Dick just to make sure we had it on the record so that people knew that there was a process and that there would be public hearing if there would be a change in the roads within their own jurisdiction. I appreciate the correct language of jurisdiction because we want to make sure that everybody has its proper due process when a road is vacated. And I think this is good language because it's part of, I think, the repealer process. The governor has asked us to look at language that we don't necessarily need out there.
Further discussion? The chair doesn't have does have a comment. I think it is good. We got to make sure that the school and public lands have access to their property, that we don't close roads to their property. And secondly, it would not be fair for the county to close township roads or the township to close county roads. They need to do it within their jurisdiction. So I think this is very good legislation that's been brought, and I want to thank the people involved for them getting together and making sure that there's no problems with it, and if there are, that you solved them before you brought it to the committee. So Chair sincerely appreciates that. If there's no further discussion, we will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. We're voting on Senate Bill 22 as amended by 22TA.
Senators Cutler?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Hunstad?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye. Senate Bill 22 has passed the committee with a 7-0 unanimous vote, and will go to the floor, go to the Senate floor. It would. You can send an amended bill to the floor, and there were no opponents, so that would mean that the bill would be open for sending. Would you like to make that motion?
I would.
It's been moved by Senator Frisley. Is there a second? And it's been seconded by Senator Hansen to move Senate Bill 22 to the floor on the consent calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Hearing no opposition, Senate Bill 22 will go to the Senate floor on the consent calendar. We will now go to Senate Bill 140. And I believe we have with us Senator Putnam. Senator, welcome to coming to the Transportation Committee all the way from Appropriations. We appreciate you being here this morning.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to come before your committee this morning. I'm Senator Jim Putnam from Armour, from District 19. I'm the prime sponsor on a bill that has something to do with the repeal of some motorcycle statutes that you're looking at here today, and I hope that you can find in our favorable consideration to do such a thing. There will be some folks here today that will explain to you exactly what we're trying to repeal here, and just make a comment that our governor, Governor Dugard, has suggested this year and some years before that we should try and find bills and also any of the rules that we need to get rid of that aren't necessary for law, and of course the motorcycle industry isn't any different. And we're trying to do some repealing and so forth that will just clear up, if you will, clean up legislation and explain to you why this bill is necessary and why the repealer should be put in place. I have an unusual job, I guess, if you will, in the civilian world also, and not only with my regular job, but I get to travel around the United States as a member of a national coalition of motorcycle groups and visit with states all over the nation and learn about their legislation. And we easily can, if you will, collaborate on situations. We find out that when you buy a motorcycle in one state that's made by a manufacturer, one of the major manufacturers, and drive it into another state, that there might be a law against it. I think you'll find that's what we're talking about here today. So with that, I will stand down and stand by for any questions that you may want from me, and have the experts come up and explain to you why we would like to see this repealer. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponents of Senate Bill 140. Further proponents of Senate Bill 140.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Transportation Committee. I'm Diana Miller, and I'm registered lobbyist for the abate. And for those of you who I've heard questions, what does abate stand for? And it's a brotherhood for awareness, training, and education. And I think that I'm very proud of the group, to represent the group, because they constantly work in the area of training for their members. They constantly work in the area of safety and education. And so consequently, I consider this bill, Senate Bill 40, one of those bills that they're bringing forth. As Senator Putnam indicated, we too look for ways to eliminate outdated statutes or statutes that may be in conflict with another statute. It so happens that in Senate Bill 140, the 3215-4, dealing with windshields or wind deflectors seem to be in conflict to us with another statute, and that is 3224.1. And so we decided to come down and we talked with law enforcement on the side of law enforcement and make it clear as to what we wanted in windshields. And the fact of the matter is repealing this statute will clarify and update the statute. This statute hadn't been looked at in a long time. And so I think we have to continue to look at those and try to find ways to basically make things more uniform. And this will do that because it will state to what tinting a windshield can have, like an automobile. So this is what I consider a cleanup piece of legislation. And, Mr. Chairman, I have people here today to talk more specifically because I certainly am not the expert in the motorcycle windshield area. But I would stand by for any questions. And thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee.
Thank you, Ms. Miller. Further proponents of Senate Bill 140. Further proponents. Oh, and we have a windshield with us.
With the chair's permission, I have brought a prop.
And I see you put that right in front of you to make sure we can't get to you. Is it bulletproof?
Well, it should be impact resistant. Bullet might be a stretch. Members of the Senate Transportation Committee, my name is Larry Nielsen. I am testifying as an individual. I serve as legislative officer for Abate of South Dakota, and I support Senate Bill 140, which repeals 3215-4. Safety is a core component of Abate's mission, and I assure you that passing this cleanup bill will not negatively affect that philosophy. Most experienced motorcycle riders who choose to utilize a windshield believe that a properly fitted windshield is best adjusted so you look just over the top of the windshield. You can therefore duck down for protection if wanted. Rain or dust are the most common maladies. A bird, an insect, the windshield will save you from that impact. But your normal field of vision usually looks just over the top of the windshield. Some bikes, of course, are made so the windshield's taller. The handouts, the one that's mentioned statutes, lists all the statutes we could find in South Dakota law that deals with motorcycles and also motor vehicles, which, of course, motorcycles, by definition, also fall under. The statute in red is the topic of this discussion. The statute in green actually does a better job of protecting the motorcycling public, as it also explains the requirement for eye protection. The next handout is a collage of photos of stock motorcycles with wind deflectors that violate 3215-4. Therefore, each of these stock bikes would be in violation the moment they left the showroom floor. The term wind deflectors is not defined in state law. The common sense differentiation would be considering it below the rider's line of sight. When we inquired with Harley-Davidson, their quote was, if a windshield is deemed not requisite for visibility, therefore meaning you do not look through the windshield normally, there are no limits for tinting. It can be black or any level of smoked. And, of course, there are many motorcycles out there like that. These photos illustrate those. This is Harley-Davidson's interpretation of Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard 205. The concern has been raised about a short rider trying to ride a tall rider's bike with a windshield that would then be in violation. I submit that this is an extremely rare occurrence because a tall rider's bike will also have the controls in a significantly different position. Therefore, just hopping on a bike isn't like hopping in someone's car. You can't just hit the power seat. You'll have many other safety concerns. Not to mention, most of us don't like to give our toys away to other people. This windshield is an example of a South Dakota-made Clockworks windshield tinted to 15%. I submit this would be the most common example of what the riders will use and would be comparable to most Harley-Davidson windshields. It is in violation of 3215-4. 3220-4.1 is consistent with other motor vehicle statutes and federal law. All modern automobiles come with windshields that have some level of tint. Therefore, if we put the test of 3215-4 to your own vehicles, you would also be subject to the same citation. I urge you to pass Senate Bill 140. Thank you, and I stand available for questions if needed.
Thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 140. Further proponents of Senate Bill 140. Last call for proponents of Senate Bill 140. There are no more proponents. Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 140? Opponents of Senate Bill 140. Last call for opponents of Senate Bill 140. We'll now open it up to questions by the committee. No questions by the committee. I do have one question, and if the gentleman that just testified maybe can answer that. It seems in my mind we did have limits on tinting for automobiles, either through federal regulation or state, and that would still would that still apply to these to motorcycle windshields?
All motorcycles, by definition, are motor vehicles. And the statutes listed below in black are the existing South Dakota statutes. Therefore, 30% is the magic number in South, or 35%, I'm sorry, is the magic number in South Dakota for any vehicle.
Okay. Any further questions by the committee? There are no further questions. We'll close it to public testimony and open it up for discussion on or action by the committee.
Move to pass.
Been moved by Senator Hunstad to pass, seconded by Senator Krebs. Discussion on that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We don't get often to use props, and in a way, it's too bad that we do not. The example that you saw was a motorcycle windshield that sloped back a long ways. The truth is, if you tried, it would seem reasonable that you should be able to see the rock and the road ahead of you before you drive into it. On the other hand, because of the slope of the thing, you're going to be looking through the glass almost lengthwise rather than through it like you would think of with your windshield. And so even the idea of a 30% tint, which is already state law, and we're not trying to change that, would not really make much difference to this case. I believe these are no longer needed words, and we should remove them. The governor will be happy with us if we do. That's all we need. Thank you.
Further comments.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Krebs.
Thank you for abate and bringing this forward and changing some of this language. We do obviously have protection already, or I should say statutes on the books for eye protection that you have to, if you want to operate a motor vehicle or, excuse me, a motorcycle, you have to have some type of eyewear unless your windshield is of sufficient height. But the real question for the day is, I didn't ask a particular proponent testimony here, is that are they going to the convention next August, the national convention, in spearfished by a particular group? So I was just wondering by a show of hands of who's going to be attending that convention next August.
Just for the record, there wasn't any hands going up that I saw. And at this point, I just want to say, I think the gentleman said that that came from Clockworks, that windshield, which is a new type of windshield. And Clockworks happens to be located in the fair city of Mitchell, which is in my district. And so I'm very familiar with that and the work they do. And they've come up with some really ingenious windshields that the air pressure, they've designed it in working with the air pressure that holds the bike better on the road. So it's kind of an interesting concept. With that, if there's no further discussion by the committee, and see no further discussion, we will now vote on Senate Bill 140. The secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Senators Cutler.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Hunstad?
Aye.
Grizzly?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senate Bill 140, having received a unanimous vote of 7-0 of the committee, will go to the Senate floor with a due pass. Senator Hansen.
I move that we put this on the consent calendar.
It's been moved that we put Senate Bill 140 on the consent calendar. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Cutler. All those in any discussion on that? If not, all those in favor of putting the Senate Bill 140 on the consent calendar, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed to putting Senate Bill 140 on the consent calendar? In that case, Senate Bill 140 will go to the floor on the consent calendar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further business to come before the committee? Any further business to come before the committee? Pardon? I have one quick question, one quick thing before we adjourn, and I believe I had tentatively up for consideration next week, if the secretary can help me a bit here. I think it was at 118. Senate Bill 118, and which will be the one that will probably receive the most attention. So make sure you're up on that one. And I believe the other one was... Senate Bill 80 is probably what the two bills that we will have up for on Wednesday. Okay, Senator Hansen moved that we adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of adjourning say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting adjourned.